读经的时间，今日两节的经文。第一节的经文在以赛亚书55:8-9，第二节的经文在约翰一书4:7-8，都是用和合本读出。耶和华说：我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎么高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都要由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。圣经一段读笔，愿神祝福听的话语并行会话语的人。以下正道的时间，今日的讲题是主的道路和意念超越我们。我们很高兴我们有沈美娟传道在我们当中，我们将时间交给沈传道。
弟兄姊妹早晨。咁咧，我见到你周刊介绍咧，我系牧爱堂嘅英文传道。当我最初认识罗牧师嘅时候咧，我系牧爱堂嘅英文传道。咁后来咧，就佢哋请到呢个英文嘅牧师，咁我就转咗咧做这个粤语嘅传道。咁后来咧又开展呢个国语嘅事工。咁所以咧，所以我话你唔使介绍我英文传道吓。咁咧，好开心今日有机会咧同大家分享。咁我相信咧，好多嘅基督徒每个人咧心目中咧都有啲好喜欢嘅经文嘅。咁咧我自己咧就有两段嘅经文我好中意嘅。其中一段咧就系罗马书8:32，呢度讲到上帝既不顾惜自己嘅儿子，为我哋众人舍了他，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？咁呢段嘅经文令我呢好深深嘅係感受到上帝嗰种完全嘅倾出嗰种无尽嘅爱。咁第一次接触佢嘅时候呢，係呢段经文嘅时候呢，係我当时呢喺香港啱啱初信主，係我人生第一次嘅夏令会呢，係即係认识到呢段经文。咁呢段经文呢就感动咗我呢，我係喺当时呢已经係决定呢係一生去服侍神㗎。咁第二段经文咧就头先以赛亚书55:8-9，就话我的意念非同你们的意念，我嘅道路非同你们嘅道路。天怎样高过地，照样我嘅道路高过你们嘅道路，我嘅意念高过你们嘅意念。咁咧，我当年咧去这个宣教工场，咁我以前咧曾经喺土耳其宣教过几年嘅时间。咁去宣教工场之前咧，我哋有差遣礼噶嘛，咁我差遣礼嘅邀请卡咧就印咗呢段嘅经文。咁我阵间咧就会用一段嘅时间咧系分享究竟呢段嘅经文喺我身上嗰个嘅真实性。咁系分享这个嘅。我哋人生嘅经历之前咧，我都想俾大家一少少嘅一个背景资料，关于呢段嘅经文嘅。咁咧，以赛亚书咁嗰个作者大家都知道系以赛亚先知。咁啊，以赛亚嘅意思系耶和华是拯救。咁咧，喺以赛亚书里边咧，先知咧就责备以色列民咧，佢哋离弃真神，跟随呢个嘅外邦人咧去拜偶像。他警告呢上帝呢要藉住外邦人呢去审判呢啲以色列人㗎。咁同时呢佢都有带出呢个安慰嘅讯息，就话呢上帝呢会最终会拯救佢哋，会带佢哋返去佢哋嘅地方重建佢哋嘅家园嘅。咁而喺40-55呢，我哋头先读系55，40-55特别系55呢，就由呢个秘掳嘅角度呢系俾当时呢即系将会吓响，即系秘掳去巴比伦嘅嗰班嘅以色列民，咁佢哋咧从佢哋嘅角度系写出嘅，就俾咧当时咧响艰苦同埋绝望中嘅百姓咧带嚟一啲嘅盼望嘅同埋安慰。咁啊，百姓秘掳去巴比伦，佢咧响信仰上咧好自然咧系产生好多嘅困惑同埋疑问噶，佢哋会问。上帝究竟是不是忘记了他是我们的上帝呢？ 阿上帝自己话嘛，我系雅各嘅神、以撒嘅神啊嘛，系以色列嘅神。咁点解我哋而家搞到咁样嘅咧？咁上帝系咪信实嘅呢？咁另外佢嘅问题就系、是，系咪我哋嘅上帝嘅能力系唔及得上啊呢、这个嘅巴比伦里边嗰啲嘅神明咁巴闭嘅咧？如果唔系，点解我哋会得唔到保护嘅咧？所以呢啲嘅呢个嘅信息咧，就系针对呢啲嘅问题。以赛亚先知要向百姓去保证，第一，上帝是公义的，是信实的，并且指出他们今天搞到这样的田地是出于上帝的旨意，因为上帝一早已经警告过他们，如果你继续是跟随偶像的时候，拜偶像的时候，你们就会受到惩罚。但他又同时预言上帝是要施行拯救，因为上帝是一位满有怜悯的上帝，他又是信实的，他必定会带回这些以色列人回到犹大重建石安的。上帝要藉此去彰显他的荣耀。好了，来到55章8至9节，这里是讲到上帝的意念是很深远啊，还有是很有创造力的，他是远远超过我们的意念和想象，所以没有人可以测度他的智慧有多深。而这两节在合意上来讲，在这里意思是指是要呼吁人将自己的意念，即是思想，他们的道路，即是他们的行为，生活模式，改变成为上帝更高的意念和道路。而上帝的意念和道路是更加崇高和更加美好的。咁呢两节经文喺广义上边嚟讲咧，就系话上帝系嗰位无可比拟嘅创造主，佢系远超过任何嘅受造物，人类咧系冇办法可以形容佢，或者能够完全嘅明白呢位嘅上帝。但系由于上帝嘅意念同埋道路系完全智慧嘅，佢嘅子民咧喺困境里边啊，或者喺一啲人生系不明白的情况之下，他们可以得到很大的安慰。我信主已经30年了，回顾过去30年里面同与神同行的岁月里面，我确实是经历到主的意念非同我的意念，主的道路非同我的道路，他的意念和道路是远远超过我的意念和道路。我记得在即系嗰时有呼召啦，要读神学。咁未读神学之前咧，我就喺度谂啊，如果咧我父母信咗主，咁咪好咯吓。咁、一嚟咧，佢哋唔会反对我；二嚟咧，佢哋会支持我添。咁但系咧啊，上帝咧就喺度催逼啊。咁你等到几时咧？系咪父母信主？咁于是咧啊，响各样嘅印证吓、之下咧，我就决定凭信心咧就踏上。咁啊，结果咧我就响96年啊。96年咧就去咗新加坡神学院咧去读神学嘅，咁咧但系咧好奇妙嘅一件事就系，我同我屋企人分享呢件事嘅时候咧，我父母咧系冇反对吓，咁另外咧喺我神学最后一年嘅时候咧，佢哋两个咧分别咧系信咗主，最后咧我神学毕业嘅时候咧，佢哋两个咧系双双咧嚟到新加坡咧参加我嘅毕业礼嘅，咁我睇到咧啊。即系经历到上帝是信实的，他的作为咧真系超乎我的想象。咁我读神学的原因咧，系因为我很清楚上帝要我成为一位嘅宣教士，为了装备成为一个宣教士，所以去读神学嘅。咁喺读神学期间，我喺度谂啊，如果我读神学嘅时间能够认识到一位咧，真系又同一个心智啊，同一个呼召。嘅另外一个弟兄，咁几好呢，志同道合係咪，咁我第日去到唔知边度啦，咁父母都唔使担心㗎嘛。咁但係呢上帝冇预备喎啊，咁但係呢我就真係即係又係凭信心呢踏上工场。咁当我呢真係回头去望返呢件事嘅时候呢，我睇到上帝呢係要我學習。在那几年里面，即虽然去工厂是一个单身的姊妹，但她要我学习是要单单的依靠她。当我后来清楚了土耳其是我的宣教工厂之后， 我就諗住呢，唉，真係老死向呢個嘅土耳其㗎啦，因為呢好多西方嘅宣教士嘅墳墓呢都向中國㗎嘛，係咪，我都係諗住呢向即係土耳其即係做到我做唔到為止，去撞向土耳其㗎啦。並且呢我都係諗過呢，會唔會呢向工場呢會遇到一位另外一位嘅宣教士，或者呢係當地嘅一位嘅信徒，咁幾好可以真係真真正正下融入佢哋嘅文化。但係點知呢，超乎我嘅想像，超乎我嘅計劃，上帝呢又為我預備咗一位嘅摩洛哥嘅信徒喎。咁因為佢嘅即係佢點樣由呢個摩洛哥去到土耳其呢，其實係一個好長嘅故事嚟，又點樣信主呢，係一個好長嘅故事，起碼要兩三個鐘頭先分享得到嘅。咁但係呢，今日我就叫佢即係好濃縮嘅係同大家分享一下。咁我陣間呢佢講一段之後，我就翻譯成廣東話嘅。咁呢都俾你即係知道睇到少少究竟神點樣去改變一個人，神點樣去帶領一個人。咁我而家呢就請佢上嚟呢同大家分享。佢嘅名呢叫做富阿。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Fuad Haf, and I'm originally from Morocco. I grew up as a Muslim. My parents, they were atheists. And at the age of five, I started going to the mosque and do my prayers. I was...
我的名叫胡厄啦，咁我系摩洛哥人，咁我自细咧五岁开始咧，其实已经每一日咧就去呢个嘅清真寺咧去拜土嘅，咁我父母咧但系即系佢哋系呢个嘅无神论者嚟嘅。
And I was a very devoted Muslim, but before I start my sharing my story with God, I would like you to have some of my background.
我自細咧就好虔誠噶啦，響分享我嘅見證之前咧，我都想嚟大家知道我嘅背景。
When I was born, my mother passed away。
當我出生嘅時候，媽媽就過身。
And at the age of 12, my father also passed away。
我十二歲嘅時候咧，父親咧都過身。
I grew up with my stepmother。
我係我由我嘅後母咧湊大嘅。
And she didn't treat me and my sister well。
佢對即係經常咧，係其實虐待我同我家姐嘅。
I grew up a very very hateful person。
咁我一路成長咧，都成為一個即係滿懷仇恨嘅一個人。
I never knew what does it mean the word love。
我從來都唔知咩叫做愛嘅。
The irony here is my name Fuad means love。
但係咧，嗰個諷刺嘅咧，就係我嘅名嗰個意思咧係愛。
My favorite verse that I would like to share with you today is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
我所最喜爱的经文呢是约翰一书一章四章七节到八节，刚才大家读过的。
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God.And know God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是从神所生，从神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
When I was a teenager, I was part of an Islamic group.
当我是少年时期，我加入了一个回教组织。
Like any Muslim, looking for an opportunity to share the faith of Islam with others.
我就经常咧系去同人哋分享呢个伊斯兰嘅信仰。
And also looking for an opportunity to die for my faith.
同埋咧系我系愿意咧系为我嘅信仰去死嘅。
The best friend of my father was a Moroccan Christian.
我爸爸最好嘅朋友系一个基督徒。
And they were the only people that I let into my life.
唯有呢一家人咧，我系能够同佢哋相处嘅。
I wanted to bring this family to faith, to Islam.
我想系将呢一家人咧转成呢个嘅伊斯兰。
And during my conversation with the best friend of my father,
当我同佢哋对话嘅时候。
I figure out that there are so many mistakes in the Quran.
我發現咧，原來《可蘭經》裏邊有好多嘅錯謬。
And reading a lot of books given by him.
我讀咗佢俾我好多，即係佢俾咗好多書我去睇啦。
It allows me to know who is the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad.
佢讓我睇到究竟伊斯蘭回教徒所信嘅嗰位嘅先知穆罕默德係一個點樣嘅人。
It became very evident to me that Islam is not something that God wanted for humanity.
当我睇咗之后，我就知道伊斯兰唔系即系上帝要人所信嘅信仰。
I was confused for 5 years living without faith.
我有五年嘅时间咧，觉得好困惑，因为咧我对回教徒即系回教失望啦。咁跟住咧，我就五年里边咧系冇信仰嘅。
And I always tell to myself that I'm not like my parents because they were atheists. I do believe that God exists.
我同我父母唔同，我父母唔信有神，但我相信神嘅存在。
One day, in 1994, I have a strong power taking me from where I live and asking me to move to another city.
在1994年呢就我心里边有个嘅催逼要我呢去离开我嘅所居住嘅地方。
Move to the other city in the north of Morocco, Tangier.
催逼我后来我去到呢个嘅摩洛哥北部嘅一个城市叫做 Tangier。
Meet with a stranger.
我遇到一位嘅陌生人啦。
Who steal all everything that I own.
咁呢位陌生人咧就偷晒我所有嘅财物。
Finding myself alone in a big problem again.
我自己咧就陷入一个好大嘅麻烦里边。
Usually when I have a problem, I like to go to the seaside.
通常咧，当我遇到一啲嘅困难难处嘅时候咧，我中意去到海边。
And start talking to God.
同神倾偈。
That day, I faced him and I said, "Look."
嗰日咧，我就去到海边就同佢讲。
When I was born, you take my mother away.
当我出生嘅时候咧，你攞走我妈妈。
The time that I wanted my father, you took him away.
当我好需要我父亲嘅时候，你攞走我父亲。
And from problem to problem, all my life was like that.
我一生咧由一个问题去到另一个困难。
And now you know that I have a serious problem.
现在呢我就陷入一个很大的麻烦里边。
I will not go back to my family.
我不会再回去自己的屋企。
I will not ask for help.
我又不会求人的。
But I'm going to leave everything into your hands.
我将所有东西交托给你。
If you help me, that's good.
如果你帮我当然好啦。
If you don't, then I'm going to commit suicide.
如果你不帮我呢我就会自杀。
And then suddenly I remember the best friend of my father telling me stories about how God helped people when they are in difficulties.
当时我就想翻起我爸爸个好朋友分享过好多次，当一啲基督徒遇到困难嘅时候，神点样去帮佢哋嘅。
Then I just left up a prayer. I said, God, if you are truly God in Jesus' name, then I want you to find me a place and I want you to find me a job.
跟住咧，我就有个祈祷话：神啊，如果你系嗰位耶稣基督系嗰位嘅上帝嘅时候，我求你俾我能够揾到我嘅居所，能够俾我咧揾到呢个嘅工作。
Exactly the next day, I got a job and I got a place to live.
第二日咧，我就即刻可以揾到一份嘅工作，同埋有地方住。
Then I write a letter to the best friend of my father and I told him what happened.And I told him, now I believe that Jesus is a Lord and that Jesus is God.
跟住咧，我将呢个经历咧写信话俾我爸爸好朋友听。佢话我，然之后就话我而家相信耶稣基督系嗰位嘅上帝。
I asked him to connect me with the Moroccan Christians.
我约叫佢咧同将我同即介绍俾其他嘅基督徒认识。
And then I went and I bought a Bible.
跟住我自己去买一本嘅圣经。
I start reading the Bible every single day.
我开始每一日读圣经。
I read the New Testament, I believe, in 4 days.
我完成了新约圣经，在4日时间完成新约圣经。
And I connected with the church.
我认识了一间教会。
And then I started to know more about the Christian faith.
我開始去更加認識基督信仰是什麼一回事。
But I struggle seriously with love because Christianity is all about love.
但是我就心裡很大掙扎，因為基督教基督徒是講愛的。
When people tell me that I love you, I find it a little bit weird.
當人家告訴我他愛我的時候，我覺得怪怪的。
And my response to that was, I will never love you.
我的回應就是我永遠都不會愛你的。
And they always say, okay, we will keep praying for you. We didn't ask you to love us, but we want you to believe that we do love you.
咁佢哋就話好啦，咁我哋為你祈禱，我哋唔需要你去愛我哋，但係你要知道我哋係愛你嘅。
One day, my godparent come to my place.
有一日咧，我嘅教父教母嚟到我哋嘅地
方。And invited me to a conference.
邀請我咧去一個嘅靈會。
Every time I rejected the invitation.
每次佢哋講咧，我都拒絕嘅。
At the end, I accepted the invitation with a condition that no one approaches me.
咁最後咧，我就話好，我去，但係咧，你要應承我，冇人咧去接觸我。
We went together, and then first day passed, no one talked to me.
我哋一齊去啦，第一日啊，冇人接觸我。
Second day the same, and I'm very stiff and giving bad faces.
第二日都係佢一路咧都係好惡咁嘅樣。
And the third day, a speaker from Egypt was speaking about.How God wants to see His church and how He loves us, and was the sermon was more about love.
咁第三日有位埃及嘅牧师咧嚟分享，讲到咧上帝希望佢哋教会系点样嘅，同埋讲到爱嘅。
Suddenly I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
突然之间咧，我系被圣灵充满住。
And in the middle of the sermon, I stand and start hugging everyone around me and crying.
跟住咧，我就一路喊住咧，一路咧去揽住所有嘅人。
Then everybody start hugging me and crying back, including the speaker.
跟住咧，所有人咧都系一路喊一路揽住，包括个讲员都系咁样做。
At that moment, everybody believed that I was filled up with the Holy Spirit.
喺嗰一刻咧，每个人都睇到咧，我系被圣灵所
充满。And since then,
自从嗰次之后咧
，hate is gone far away.
仇恨咧就离开我。
I become a new person.
我成为一个新造嘅人。
First thing come to my mind is to go back to my stepmom.
第一样嘢我做嘅咧就系去揾我嘅后母。
I washed her feet, and while I was washing her feet, I told her how much she hurt me, and I told her that I forgive her.
我一路咧系帮佢洗脚，一路同佢讲佢过去点样去伤害我，但系咧我同佢讲我原谅你。
That was the beginning of my heart to change from a stone into a heart of a meat.
系第一次咧，佢嘅内心系由石头变成咧肉心。
Coming to faith, decided not to share with anyone, to just keep it for myself.
当我啱啱信主嘅时候咧，我谂住我信自己信就算啦，唔使同人分享嘅。
Then when I was doing my devotion, I encountered this verse in Philippians chapter 1, verse 29.
当我灵修的时候呢，我读到腓立比书第一章二十九节。
This verse is for everyone here today.
每个人呢都其实这个经文呢不是只是给我，是给所有的人的。
For it has granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only...To believe in him, but also to suffer for him.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
Sharing the gospel with Muslims, it's not something that is peaceful. It's like you are entering a war.
同回教徒传福音不是一件容易的事，就好像你进入一个战争里面。
Reading this verse motivated me to love my people and to care for them.
读完这段的经文是鼓励我去爱我的同胞。
I started sharing the gospel with my friends.
我开始同人去跟我的朋友去传福音。
I let my family know that I'm a Christian.
我让我所有家人都知道我是一个基督徒。
And I started boldly distributing Bibles all over the city where I live.
還有呢, 我到處呢,
one day I got arrested for my faith.
有一天呢, 我被捉,
I was put in jail.
我後來呢, 被即係坐監啦,
and then I was exiled from my own country.
後來呢, 我出了監之後呢, 就被放逐啦,
but my love for my people would never cease.
但我對我的, 同胞的愛呢,
I was exiled in the border between Morocco and Mauritania.
我被放逐去, 毛里塔尼亞和摩洛哥的邊界。
I went to Mauritania and I asked my asylum.
我去到毛里塔尼亞呢, 是, 尋求庇護。
And when 9/11 happened in 2001,
911發生, 後來, 2000, yeah.
I have to move from the country to Turkey.
後來呢,
I have to go through 12 countries.
我要行經12個國家,
with only $84 in my pocket.
我手上呢,
when God calls someone,
當上帝要呼召一個人的時候,
to do something,
去做一些事情,
He will provide everything.
祂會供應一切所需。
When we are planning for our lives,
當我們是去, 為我們的人生去計劃的時候,
maybe my ways it's completely different than God's ways.
可能呢,我們的道路是完全跟上帝的道路不同的。
At that moment, we're supposed to stop.
在那一刻,我們需要停低,
and hear the voice of God.
聽, 聆聽上帝的聲音,
and follow Him.
並且跟隨祂。
Then, when I arrive to Turkey, I meet Isabella.
當我去到土耳其的時候,我們就相遇了。
We were both serving together, and I was volunteering, and at the same time, I was refusing.
當時我們一起去侍奉,還有他當時是難民身份,還有要幫教會做義工。
I will end up my sharing here, and I will give back the word to Isabella. Thank you. 其實他那個經過是很長的,還有將來希望有機會可以慢慢分享,你會,很多人都鼓勵他,社會宣書,出書,甚至拍電影,那個過程就,是啦,希望有機會跟大家分享。那我們,我最初呢,是,認識他之前呢,我就聽了一位,美國的宣教士,他是這個,記者的身份,真的做記者,專是報道一些呢,在中東,北非,受逼迫的基督徒,一些事情的。那有一次呢,我就聽到關於,就是他在我們的差會的紀錄會分享的時候呢,就講到他的故事,我就先聽到關於他的事情,跟著呢,後來在教會我們去同一間的教會,那就認識了。那,好啦,那我們當時呢,只是,真的好朋友,朋友的關係完全都沒想過,就是拍拖那些事情的。那後來呢,他加拿大政府,因為他去土耳其,他是未,就是將穆里塔尼亞的時候呢,他已經很清楚上帝要他來加拿大的。那但是他一路儲錢儲不到,
後來神就俾佢睇到啊，土耳其都接收好多難民，咁佢就話啊，如果上帝要我去加拿大，咁我相信咧神又可以透過土耳其嚇、啊、讓佢嚟到加拿大。咁結果咧，佢就2004年底咧就嚟咗加拿大。咁佢嚟咗加拿大之後咧，就先至向我即係提出嘅，所以我哋係即係叫做搖佢嘅拍拖咁樣嚇。咁當佢向我提出嘅時候咧，我其實好大掙扎嘅。 因为我头先讲我諗住老四向土耳其㗎嘛，咁当时我向土耳其先四年几。咁突然之间要我去加拿大，我从来都冇諗过移民㗎。咁当年呢申请 BNO 嘅时候呢都即係嗰啲啲人都问我啊，你系咪諗住移民啊？我唔系，我就系諗住系方便去旅游㗎咋。咁我系从来都冇諗过去移民嘅。咁突然之间由土耳其要去到加拿大，我系好大挣扎。咁后来呢就经过祈祷啊、禁食啊，系好清楚呢个系神吓神嘅出于神嘅旨意。咁于是呢我就即系响啊12年前呢就嚟咗加拿大去即系嫁俾佢。咁当时呢我哋諗住呢吓我嚟到加拿大，我一攞到呢个加拿大公民，攞到大家同一本嘅 passport， 咁第日我哋就会吓飞去中东啊、北非去宣教，諗住同一本嘅护照就方便啲吓，如果有啲咩事呢加拿大政府呢可以保护到我哋吓，而家有咁冇咁嘅能力我就唔知啦吓。咁呢我係咁样打算嘅。但点知呢当我即係差唔多成为公民嘅期间呢，佢就好清楚呢係要读神学。咁於是呢佢就開始讀神學啦，一路呢讀到呢17年嘅4月呢畢業嘅。佢係呢一路即係全時間讀書，全時間做嘢咁樣嘅。所以用咗5年嘅時間去讀。咁其實呢佢神學畢業前後呢，我哋都開始去諗究竟佢畢業之後究竟上帝要我哋去邊度去服侍呢。咁我都諗緊又係中東北非嗰一帶㗎啦。咁但係呢好似大家都唔係好一致咁樣。咁同时呢我父母呢年纪都大㗎喇，咁佢哋呢过去嗰两三年呢都系出入医院，我哋都有諗过系返香港，但系问题就系返香港我就可以响教会呀、响宣教机构里边去侍奉，咁佢又唔识广东话做得啲咩呢，系咪？咁所以就暂时都系放低，淨系諗住呢真系佢哋我父母是但一个唔系好掂嘅时候呢我哋都要返去㗎喇。咁我有个细佬呢喺香港，咁佢都好负担得好重，照顾两个老人家，系咪？咁我哋一路祈祷嘅时候呢，其实呢去年嘅年头呢我哋都计划呢係去年嘅8-9月呢会去一去摩洛哥，因为佢自从2000年离开之后呢就冇返过去。我哋想返去第一睇下究竟佢究竟入唔入得境，仲有冇黑名单喺嗰度。第二呢佢都想去探下佢嘅亲戚朋友咁样嘅。咁我哋就一路即係计划去年嘅8-9月去嘅。咁同埋都諗住啊会唔会上帝要我哋去呢个国家去侍奉呢咁样。咁但係呢点知当我去去年呢2-3月嘅时候开始搵机票。哇好贵。一张一个人嘅机票呢係贵过我哋两个人返香港嘅机票。咁我就同佢我买唔落手，我买完机票之后我哋就点样即係冇钱使㗎喇喺嗰度係咪。咁佢啱啱读完神学仲要去还緊债㗎嘛，係咪，我哋即係我负担唔到。咁点知后来呢就係去年呢段时间呢突然之间就传出呢我妈妈就心脏突发性心脏病入医院。咁佢要做呢个通波仔嘅手术。咁结果我就飞咗香港10多日呢，我係諗住呢等佢做完手术之后照顾佢嘅。咁但点知呢佢因为肺炎肺炎呢佢做唔到手术。咁佢我直到我走呢佢都未出院嘅。咁喺嗰10多日里边呢我就忙忙碌碌去买餸呀，因为佢冇胃口啊，就买餸啊，煮一啲嘢或者买一啲嘢佢食得嘅嘢。咁日日就係去两次医院去探佢。咁係冇时间呢出嚟见任何嘅朋友。唯有呢佢哋嚟探我妈嗰陣时呢就顺便倾下偈咁样。咁除咗一对嘅夫妇。咁呢对夫妇呢佢哋之前喺土耳其都侍奉咗20多年。咁佢哋呢就好似我自己嘅屋企人咁样喺度。咁佢哋而家呢就喺香港呢係有喺一间机构里面服侍。咁有一日同佢哋去飲茶，佢就话其实你父母年纪咁大啊，你哋有冇諗过返香港嘅呢？哇梗係諗过啦，但係我即我咁父母就可以做得啲咩呢咁样。跟住佢话其实你知唔知而家有好多嘅教会好多机构好想去向回教徒向呢个嘅非洲难民去传福音。但佢哋唔知点样去做同埋冇咁嘅人才。佢话我都唔识可兰经啊，我都要去见到神学院去教一科系关于伊斯兰嘅。佢话李先生又识阿拉伯话又识法文又熟佢哋嘅文化又熟可兰经，而家啱啱有神学毕业，佢唔做边个更加适合去做呢样嘢啊。咁我就好似叮一声咁样就原来有咁嘅机会喎。咁跟住呢佢哋又邀请我呢係有一个星期四嘅朝头早，咁就去嗰度有一个祈祷会，係差住市工联会举办嘅祈祷会。 就是专是为回教徒去祈祷的。那个主办单位呢是想着呢是20人到的啫，因为星期四上午哪个可以去啊，就是教会同工啊，机构同工啊。那我想着20人去的啫，点知呢是40-50人出现。那我就神俾我藉住呢个祈祷又俾我睇到啊，原来真係有好多人对呢一方面有负担。咁跟住呢我又认识咗一啲志同道合嘅人啦。咁跟住呢我哋因为即係佢唔使摩洛哥啦，咁我哋就计划即係后来呢就改变我哋嘅计划啦，就去年嘅8-9月呢我哋就返咗香港10多日，就係同呢啲人去傾啦，去同机构傾。咁傾完之后呢我哋就即係我哋得到嘅建议呢就係去加入一个差会咁样嘅。咁其实当我听到关于即係当我识到呢啲嘅人之后呢，我就即係同佢讲咗呢件事。咁呢佢就好兴奋，因为佢好鍾意香港。佢鍾意香港嘅热闹。咁呢咁但係呢当时呢我都唔係100%肯定㗎。直到呢最后一日我要离开即係去医院探我妈。我班机系黄昏嘅，咁我就中午就再去探我妈妈一次。咁临走之前呢佢就即係揽住我喊得好凄凉。咁呢即俾我感觉佢就觉得好似好无助，同埋呢好似被遗弃咁样。咁呢我就嗰个场景我係好伤心。其实佢喊之前我已经同佢讲咗我哋打算返香港㗎啦。咁跟住我搭呢个巴士去机场嘅时候呢，我就一路喺度流眼泪。咁跟住我同神有祈祷，我话我神我知道係时候要返香港啦。同埋我知道呢这个决定呢是讨你喜悦嘅，因为你都系要我哋呢去孝敬我哋嘅父母。咁我哋愿意呢系真系陪伴我哋嘅父母呢度过佢哋嘅晚年。同埋呢你又俾我哋即系度身订做咗一个咁好嘅侍奉，咁你可以返到去香港去做。咁所以呢我哋就即系一路就系部署系去返香港嘅。咁好啦，咁其实香港而家嗰个回教徒嗰个发展嘅情况好快好快。咁同埋呢佢哋系唔系即系自己信，而系佢哋都向香港人系去传佢哋嘅回教。譬如佢哋去到好多嘅大学里边，除咗浸大啊，佢哋呢要求有祈祷室，佢哋办好多嘅讲座，就系专系单单系即系正系呢针对呢个嘅基督徒嘅。咁佢哋呢响呢个嘅清真寺门口啊又摆档派一啲嘅单张，同埋呢佢哋又要求呢批地去建呢个清真寺。咁我自己教会呢响上水嘅，咁我上水有大空地呢，即係已经摊咗好耐㗎啦。我哋教会响嗰度直堂都成20多年㗎啦。咁一路空住嘅，最近呢就话呢呢个沙特阿拉伯呢俾钱佢哋係去起呢个清真寺嘅。所以你睇到其实有好真係由即係当务之急，你唔去传呢人哋係去即係踩过嚟啦。咁所以我哋諗住呢返到去呢，我哋第一要想去入去大学里边。咁就諗住同嗰啲嘅会教徒有对话啦。因为我先生响呢个护教方面呢係比较强啲嘅。因为呢佢记得两年前，唔係今年，係舊年嘅呢個嘅差傳節啦 ，Missions Fest 裏邊咧，佢曾經有一個講座，即係佢同另外兩個回教嘅歸主者咧，就舉辦咗一個講座，就係教人點樣去向呢個嘅回教徒去傳福音嘅時候咧，咁我睇到佢呢方面嘅恩賜係好強，咁佢可以同嗰啲回教徒去對話，特別咧係越係熟可蘭經嘅人咧，係越即係佢話最越容易，佢好容易就指出啊可蘭經嘅錯謬咁樣。咁我哋另外呢都想呢係做即係推动嘅工作，推动香港教会係去咗呢个福音嘅工作。咁另外呢就係想训练弟兄姊妹甚至呢训练一啲嘅预备呢向回教徒传福音嘅人呢，一啲嘅宣教士呢係训练佢哋，等佢哋呢可以有好嘅装备係同呢个回教徒对话嘅。咁所以我都希望呢即係今日能有机会分享，因为罗牧师都知道我哋有呢个嘅方向嘅时候，唉嚟我教会讲下道啦，咁所以我哋呢就分享我哋嘅事工，同埋都希望大家可以为我哋代祷。咁呢我哋当我哋其实决定咗要返香港嘅时候呢，我哋就睇到有好多嘅攻击啦已经。譬如我先生佢其实一路嘅身体好强壮，佢个医生呢话佢嘅身体呢就好似运动员咁样嘅。咁但係呢佢过去嗰几个月呢一路都冇得返工，点解呢？佢其实喺暑假开始呢佢就开始有啲肌肉疼痛啦，成日觉得好攰啦，有时会头痛啊等等好多病征，咁但係都唔知系咩事。 睇咗三個專科都查唔到咩事，到到咧啊呢個嘅聖誕節嘅時候咧，佢染到感冒，感冒跟住肺炎，肺炎之後咧擴散到胸膜炎。響聖誕新年期間，佢入院即係、就是、去呢個嘅急症室去咗三次。咁其實佢一路咧都係即係睇緊醫生，不過感恩嘅就好多，我哋就即係好多人為我哋祈禱。咁結果咧，佢呢一幾個禮拜咧，又再去睇專科嘅時候咧，就話發覺佢嗰啲驗血嘅報告都係正常嘅，就感恩。咁但係咧，我哋相信個攻擊係即係你踩入即係魔鬼嘅地盤，佢梗係唔開心嘅，一路會攻擊。咁另外我哋經歷到嘅咧，我哋架車買咗其實一年都唔夠，結果咧嗰、那個嘅波箱就壞咗嚇，咁跟住咧，最近咧個胎又有問題，又換咗啲胎，所以其實好多個攻擊睇得到嚇，咁所以咧都希望大家咧為我哋祈禱，真係求真係上帝咧差派天使天君嚇，係保護我哋嚇，我哋相信咧上帝係最偉大嘅大能嘅，我哋唔怕。咁另外咧，我哋而家咧就已經開始要去執嘢啊。要賣咗啲家私啊，買車去，最重要嘅可以賣到架車出去。咁我哋就四月底咧，我哋就會去安省咧有個嘅訓練嘅。咁然之後咧，我哋打算咧六月初咧就會翻到香港就開始我哋嘅事工。咁為我哋一切嘅籌備等等去祈禱。咁如果你有興趣咧即係可以繼續去為我哋祈禱，知道我哋嘅近況嘅時候咧，我哋咧就會起碼每三個月咧就要就發一封嘅代禱信嘅。咁陣間我有啲嘅紙啊、筆啊，俾大家填一填。如果你有興趣收到我哋嘅代禱資料嘅，咁你可以填上，我哋會定時去 send 俾大家。咁另外咧，我哋都有啲嘅回應表。咁如果你有興趣喺其他方面支持嘅，都可以支持我哋。咁最後咧，我要分享嘅就係、是。从我哋嘅分享，从我哋嘅经历，我哋睇到咧，上帝嘅做事嘅方法同我哋好唔同嘅，同我哋嘅期望咧，亦都好唔同。因为咧，上帝同我哋完全唔同。当大家去反省自己嘅人生啊，自己嘅挣扎啊、失望啊、得胜啊等等嘅时候，记住，上帝系上帝，我哋唔系。佢咧往往唔会按住我哋嘅期望所期待嘅方式去做嘢。有人咁样讲啊，佢话咧信靠上帝肯定唔会令我哋更加嘅安全，但系却令我哋有无比嘅安全感。就算咧有时咧我哋冇办法完全明白上帝嘅工作，喺人生咧对人生有啲嘅奥秘、一啲嘅悲剧或者一啲嘅灾难，都系有存在好多嘅困惑嘅时候。我哋咧仍然咧要去依靠佢，去敬拜佢，因为我哋嘅上帝系信实嘅，系美善嘅，愿意将一切嘅荣耀颂赞归俾我哋嘅上帝。